So Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 to 33. It says, wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called, and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, in turn I will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when disaster overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Then they will call to me and I will not answer. They will look for me but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes or plans. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them. The complacency, the laziness of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety. Last week we saw that Proverbs begins as a father speaking to his son. That the work of teaching children wisdom belongs first of all with the parents. And especially the father as the head of the household, but also the mother, we also saw. It is their daily job to get wisdom into the hearts of their children. With prayer to God that he'll make it take a root there so that it can be planted there and grow. But with words and with pleadings day by day. Sometimes it seems that to raise your children for 18 years, it's such a long time. What will we do with so much time? Now, if you have a child this year, then you'll be raising them until the year 2030. And you think, wow, that's such a lot of time. And yet, when we raise them, we see just how much there is to teach them and how hard it is often to learn something new. How slow it is for words to become something that's really understood and really practiced and really believed from the heart. That this is the task which God has given us as parents. Those of us who are parents, or some of us perhaps will be parents. It's a glorious task. All the people alive in the world, they had parents. And the future depends on your parenting. The future depends on the future people, and the future people depend on today's parenting. Last week, there was a warning. Before you can get anywhere, you've got to avoid the traps and the pitfalls along the way. The man warned his son against the bad group, the bad gang. The people who come and say, come and join with us. Forget God. Forget his laws. Let's enjoy life. We'll steal. We'll pilfer. We'll fight. We'll get our own way. And we'll share everything together. And it'll be a good life. We'll all be together. But the writer said, if you put out a net for a bird where the bird can see it and it watches you, it's not going to fly in. Why should a man fly into a net that's been set out for his soul like that? When you see evil coming to tempt you, you know it's evil, then flee from it, run away from it. Your soul will be the one that's harmed in the end. You will be the one who is caught by all your clever plans to get others. And there's another warning this week, but it's a new warning. He changes a little. And he introduces us to someone called Wisdom. Now, people discuss and say, now is this person Wisdom? Is it a kind of a picture of Christ beforehand? In the New Testament, we're told that Christ, he is Wisdom. And is this meant to be a type of Christ? But I think we're really just being shown a kind of story, a picture, a dramatic scene. Yes, all wisdom is found in Christ, so you can say Christ is true wisdom. We're just invited to imagine a town. And in this town, someone's gone out in public. It's Wisdom, it's a she. She's gone out into the town square. Do they actually have town squares anywhere in Kenya? Are they just a British thing? Most British town, there's a big square in the centre of the town where people used to meet for the market. Or often they put up a monument there. Or don't have those?
I have the
gardens. Okay, now you have the gardens. But there are these places, public squares, which many countries have, where you go if you want to make an announcement, if you want to, yeah, you could go if you wanted to preach in public. But a place to be heard. Or she goes to, verse 21, at the top of the noisy streets, where all the people are, where people can hear her. Or in the gateways, where everybody's coming in and out, where there's lots and lots of people coming and going. And she makes her speech. See, wisdom is for everybody. Wisdom is for the young and the old, the educated, the uneducated, for the businessman in the town and for the farmer out in the village. Wisdom is something which every believer needs to seek. Wisdom is to do with all of life. Now, if we go into the book of Proverbs, we find all kinds of situations for the young and for the old, when meeting lazy people, when meeting violent people, when trading in the market, or when meeting angry people. Wisdom for times of laughter, wisdom for times of sadness. You know, I've just got it open here and I'm seeing what I can find. It's for all of life and it's for all people. Don't say, oh, these deep things in the Bible, they're not for me. Don't say, oh, they're for the adults, so let me do something else instead of listening. Don't say, I'm too young. Don't say, I'm too old and I can't learn anymore. But here's wisdom. Goes into the places in the town where everybody gathers so that everybody can hear. And wisdom, as she speaks, she gives a warning. She says, isn't it time to listen? How long? You simple ones are going to love your simple ways. So simple, she means not learning the ways of God. Just going on in your own ideas. Lots of people say, well, I just like my life the way it is. The things I do, I do. The things I know, I know. I don't want to be taught anything more. I can manage with all that I have. But then there's people who go further than that, verse 22. They're the mockers and the fools. Those who like to laugh at the things of God. And those who just make a joke. Say, oh, those people so serious. Floating up in the air with their heavenly minds. All their clever ideas which are of no real use. And they mock and they laugh. But wisdom tells us that if we have a heart to seek her, then we'll find her. If we have a heart to listen, then we'll receive. God is willing to teach us. He's willing to help us so this life makes more sense. So that this life we can understand it. So that we can avoid the dangers and the pitfalls and the evils. And verse 23, if you responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made known my thoughts to you. God tells us he's willing. As we try to seek for God's wisdom, God's not keeping it hidden far off. You don't have to make a long journey to India. You don't have to find the guru who sits in a cave and only comes out once a year. You don't have to bow at his feet and try and understand the impossible things he says. But God says, I'm ready to teach you if you have a heart to learn. Do you have a heart to learn? But most of these words, like I said, are a warning. Because wisdom says, if you ignore me, if you reject me, if you don't listen to me, then I'll do the same to you. God's always just. His judgment's always right. When people say to him, I don't want to listen. Now don't try and teach me. I'm happy the way I am. When they say, I like my life, don't make it different. Then God says, okay, I will leave you alone. And here wisdom says that I will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. A calamity, that's, well, it's a terrible disaster, some awful thing that comes upon you. Often coming suddenly like a storm, very powerfully like a whirlwind, and overwhelm you like a flood. But God won't be there in those times for those who ignored him and laughed at him beforehand. Now in this life there are all kinds of troubles. We have troubles just because we're the children of Adam. We're a sinful race. We're under God's judgment. And these things come to us all. But some troubles come because of foolishness. Because somebody wouldn't listen to wisdom. Someone wouldn't try to understand the fear of God. Wouldn't try to understand how to live his way in his world. And so they couldn't avoid the danger. I've got a quote here at the end from later in Proverbs. It's actually twice, but one of the times, Proverbs 22 verse 3, the prudent. Prudent means person with understanding, a wise man. He sees danger and he hides himself. The prudent sees the danger and he hides himself. But the simple, the person without understanding, goes on and suffers for it. Now, often you can see a storm coming. See the sky is getting black. And it's black from top to bottom. You can feel the wind beginning to blow. Well, it's time to run home. Otherwise you'll get drenched. But a person without understanding just looks at the sky and says, oh, it might not come. Might not happen. I'll be safe. There's no problem. And you get soaked. You get caught in the storm. Well, there's many things like that in life. If you seek to please the Lord and seek to understand his truths, you'll see the many storms of life coming. And you'll be ready for them. And you'll hide yourself. But if you just laugh and say, oh, I'm fine. I can live any way I like. Nothing will happen to me. The storm comes. And you may cry out to God, and God will say, why should I listen to you? This is the path you've chosen. Why should I take it away from you? Because many people cry out to God in times of trouble, but all they mean is, God, spare me trouble. They're not ready again to learn and to be rebuked. They're not ready to fear him, to say that he was right and they were wrong. They just want to be rescued from their problems. God's not the fire service to just rescue us from our problems if we're the ones who set ourselves on fire. God is there for those who will fear him. Remember, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Of course, he'll never refuse those who turn to him truly. who repent and humble themselves. But those who laugh at him when he warns them and then cry in the trouble, he's not there for them. And that's the warning. That's the warning. In verse 32, we have the word complacency. That means the person who says, there's no problem. Just let me keep living my way. Nothing bad will happen. No troubles will come. I'll survive them. I'm big enough. Complacency. You think you're fine. But then when the trouble comes, you find you're not fine. It's a warning. It's easy for us to just drift along in life when times are good, times are easy. We're enjoying life. But then trouble comes, we find we're not ready. We hadn't been seeking the Lord. We'd let our prayer life just die. We'd stopped watching our life. We'd stopped being careful about how we use Sunday. We just let it drift because life seems easy. Life seems fine. We're getting along. But then the storm comes and we're not ready. So that's the warning. Wisdom is crying out in the streets and saying, listen to me, listen to me. Fear the Lord, remember the Lord, seek the Lord. Then you'll be ready. You'll see the trouble coming and you'll be safe and you'll be strong. But without wisdom, we invite disaster. So, as I say, that's this week's warning from wisdom. She's crying out. Everybody in this town where she is, they're busy. They're going, buying and selling. She's crying out. They're not listening to her. They're not going to be ready. But we should be ready. Keep up your relationship with Jesus Christ. Keep remembering his death and his resurrection. Keep repenting of your sin. Keep studying the scriptures. Keep up the life of prayer. Keep in the way of wisdom. Then when the storm comes, you will be safe.